Choice Rhymes, and I'm from Black Doe Family, and you are listening to 102.3 WHIVLP in New Orleans, a community radio station dedicated to human rights and social justice. And as Tupac once said, I still see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war in the streets and the war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can buy the meat. Peace, y'all, in all wars. Yeah.
Is 102.3 WHIV LP in New Orleans. We are not a radio station with a mission. We are a mission with a radio station. That mission, end all wars.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ Daniel Gray.
My name's Will Parody.
And y'all are tuned in to Gray Matter, only on
WHIV 102.3 FM, New Orleans Community Radio, dedicated to human rights and social justice.
End all wars. What's up, Will? How you feeling?
Man, Daniel, I'm great.
Awesome. For you guys joining us for the first time, this is Gray Matter. Gray Matter is a show displaying our love for music and current event topics.
It's basically a broadcast of our bromance.
Will and I get to flex our friendship, and we get to share the music and our opinions with you.
So join us, won't you, on Gray Matter.
Love that. Okay. Welcome back to Gray Matter. I'm DJ Daniel Gray.
My name's Will Parody. Okay, so in the first half of tonight's show, Daniel, we offered an editorial where we're trying to unpack the idea of what it means to be anti-fascist, what it means to be Antifa, which is its own kind of charged word in our climate.
And we did that by defining clearly what fascism is.
We read the dictionary term. We have a couple pet definitions, but also if you want something that's a little bit more grounded in academics, Lawrence Britt is a historian and political scientist who wrote a book where he examined different fascist regimes over history and what they have in common with each other. And he came up with 14 aspects of fascism that we read through in the first half of tonight's show and unpacked a little bit and talked about some modern examples of where that is showing up.
Absolutely.
So then we wanted to start at the top of this hour by just asking if you were listening in on that. Did any of that sound familiar?
Eerily familiar? Kind of like the impending doom of our end of days kind of familiar?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently aliens are a thing.
Yeah,
they're
apparently
coming for us.
There's a giant spaceship headed to Earth that'll be here by, I forgot when, but it'll be coming very soon. And that has been like the talk of the clock app.
And that's assuming that they get here before the planet catches on fire. And that's assuming that, you know, the price of eggs doesn't skyrocket to $300 a
carton. And mind you, the planet catching on fire is very realistic considering all of our current leaders are currently rewinding the clock in an effort to denounce climate change.
Well, they are looking at this really complicated problem that's probably going to require like corporate businesses to reel in their environmental abuse, right? Which is going to certainly cost those corporations a lot of money. And they're offering a simple solution to this problem, Daniel. The simple solution is that climate change isn't real.
It's not real.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, just keep guzzling gas. Just please, for God's sake, keep spending money on fossil fuels.
You know, when you watch the damage that has been done to Earth, we were able to reverse the damage we had done to the ozone layer somewhere over the Canadian and American border. to the degree where the self-healing structures were able to reassemble the thinned ozone layer. So the Earth was able to regenerate a new ozone layer in that specific hotspot. And to know that that could happen in our generation means that all the doomsday news we had gotten about there is no reversing what we've done, at some point we're all just going to have to be wiped out, and then that's the only way it's going to get to restart. We watched the Earth heal itself. And it's funny that it wasn't mentioned in major news media.
I think that's national interesting. Coverage.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Mm. And we're not talking about yesterday, folks. We're talking about this was well over 20 years ago. Yeah, well over 20 years ago. Because I'm 44. And yeah, that was well over 20 years ago.
No, I mean, like, Captain Planet was a thing when I was like 8. Like,
yes.
Yeah, this has been an issue for a long time.
A long time.
And the clap keeps ticking on it. The reaction that seems to be most attractive to some folks is just to pretend that it's not happening, right?
Absolutely.
Which kind of goes into, I think, how fascism thrives.
Yeah.
Which is when you're looking at a problem that's so complicated and a situation that's so desperate that people don't have the patience for nuance. Mm-hmm. They don't want an overcomplicated, technocratic intellectual explanation that's going to require us to like think and work really hard at it, when somebody can just sweep in and say, I can fix it.
Yeah.
Just give me all the power.
I'll fix it.
The classic example, basically the guy who's like credited with coming up with the concept of modern fascism, is Benito Mussolini.
Yes.
He was an Italian authoritarian who wasn't even very smart, right? But that was kind of part of what people liked about him, is that he spoke very plainly. He didn't like thinking very hard about these problems. And he said, just give me enough political power and I will fix this for you. And he promised very tangible things that were going to improve their quality of life. That's where the trains will arrive on time. That's where that phrase comes from, is that he was like, the trains are running too late. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to make sure the trains show up on time, right?
Yeah.
And it was all very strongman is the term for it.
Absolutely.
He's just kind of a macho guy who kind of approached governance like a professional wrestler, mm-hmm. and said, like, this is too complicated. You're making it too complicated. I'll fix it. Give me all the power. And things got worse. Things got so much worse.
Incredibly
and so many people
worse.
Suffered. It's very similarly, same era of history. You have the rise of the Nazi Party in Germany was a reaction to economic desperation, where Germany was destitute after the First World War.
Mm-hmm.
And people had to show up with like a wheelbarrow full of cash, is what I read in one of my history books, to pay for a loaf of bread. Right.
Yeah.
Very, very complicated problem. And a lot of resentment, a lot of like blaming foreign powers and the other for like all of their problems. And then the Nazi Party sweeps in and says, you know what? All this is a little bit too complicated. You know where who's actually at fault for this? Is these people. We're going to round them up. And we're going to make sure that you are prioritized. And that simplified a problem that's like a little too complex for people to be comfortable with.
All's my life I has to fight. All's my life I. Hard times like, bad trips like, Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up, but if God got us, then we gon' be alright. When I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. And a profit big enough to feed you every day my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I see cool. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
In my prayers,
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
This is a perfect segue for us to highlight how to be anti-fascist, how to be Antifa. Why is that so important? Well, what we're currently witnessing across a vast majority of this earth is the rewriting of history in real time.
And a rise in fascist movements in North America, in Europe, all across the planet. You're seeing a rise
all across
again.
The planet.
Because things are getting really desperate. People are getting desperate for solutions, and it's really attractive to just turn to a charismatic person who promises simple solutions to these really complex problems.
1,000% yes.
Now, that comes with oppressing minorities and putting all your money into national security and all this stuff. So at least all sorts of human suffering. How do we be anti-fascist, Daniel?
Literally by subscribing to the ideology of equality. But if we're going to keep it as simple as Mussolini, then we should meet him on his simplistic ideologies. If you want to be anti-fascist, practice equality. It's truly that simple. Equality at the base is the opposite of authoritarian. It is the opposite of control. It means that everybody is equal based on their own merits.
And as we examined in the first half of the show, it's usually one of the first signs of fascism is when you begin to oppress other groups, when you create an in-group and an out-group, when you use religion as an excuse for it, or you blame social problems on a social group, and then you attack them, you
Bingo.
Oppress them, you make them second-class citizens. That's the roots of this stuff every single time.
1,000% yes.
So one way that you can be anti-fascist directly is to oppose that sort of oppression of minority groups and uplift those oppressed peoples in your community. As we identified, LGBTQ folks have it really hard these days. They get blamed for all sorts of problems that just, yeah.
That have nothing to do with that.
Daniel's rolling his eyes because, like, it's crazy. Like, this is such a small percentage of the population. Like, how are they controlling the price of eggs? What are you talking about?
You know what sounds dauntingly familiar is that's exactly how a certain race in this country was portrayed.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And they are such a small amount of the population of this country, yet they are constantly blamed for everything that's wrong with this country.
So, yeah.
I dare you, any of you, to look at the statistics, look at the facts. When you look at things like, I don't know, let's just throw it out there. Look at welfare recipients and the race of the majority of welfare recipients in America. I promise you, most of you will be shocked to learn that it's not from the population mass that makes up 12% of America. It's not from black people. Most of welfare recipients are Caucasian people in America
and
white people in America.
Most of it is like red states because there's not a lot of money being generated in those states.
And what happens is the amount of poverty in those states, we're talking farmers, we're talking mechanics, and then we're also talking about the larger percentage that don't work at all. So they're not even thought of or mentioned when we're talking about the shift in fear mongering, right? So we had an administration here in our country that supported equality to a certain limit, because even that was controlled. It wasn't equality for all, let's all be rich together. It was equality, let's all be on the same playing field and not be racist. They didn't do away with classism though, right? So we had this like brief interlude of what fascism was being presented back then as equal opportunity. When in actuality, I won't say it was fascism, I'd say it was largely classism being marketed and packaged as equality. Well, now we zoom to current present date America, and we have fascism being packaged as freedom.
Mm.
And we see that with slogans and campaigns and the points that we listed last hour.
Yeah, wrapping yourself in the American flag. And yeah.
So much so that it is now illegal to burn the American flag.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And this is all in the protection of free speech. So I say that as a question and confused, because free speech should allow you to burn the flag. But then free speech is allowing them to take away your rights to protect your free speech.
So then to be anti-fascist is to be in support of free speech, in support of the Bill of Rights that protects people's rights from the government in the first place, right?
That part.
Allowing people to express themselves, allowing people to criticize the government, criticize nationalism. These are really important things that help keep our democracy healthy and keep fascism from creeping in.
Absolutely.
What else we got on here? It goes hand in hand with education. Mm-hmm. To me, that's always the first one. That's a huge reason why I am a teacher, is because I believe that that's a way that I can contribute to keeping our country from slipping into fascism.
Right.
Fascism goes after intellectuals. It goes after independent thought. It goes after critical thought. And there's a mass movement in this country to do away with critical thinking skills and to teach children.
Critical thinking has become as dirty a word as racist.
Yes. Yeah.
As feminist.
Yeah.
These are terms where the logical mind thought these terms were created to help identify where we were lacking as a society. So you create these terms to help highlight people's shortcomings so that we can all fix them together.
And we just teach kids to be subservient and obedient.
We've literally taught our youth to submit to what is factually presented to them. Well, if you're amending the history as it's being made, then you can't teach facts. You're teaching colonized projections of what you want society to become.
Great example. Massive blind spot for me. Growing up in the white suburbs of Kentucky, going to expensive schools, not to brag about this, to highlight an important problem here, nobody ever talked about the Tulsa bombings to me in my entire education. I learned about that independently when I was like 27 years old.
Guess what?
A grown man.
Guess what? Samesies.
Yeah.
I'm from the South. I am from this town we're in right now, New Orleans, Louisiana, which is an unapologetically black city. Or at least it was before it got repackaged as NOLA. But that's another topic for a different day.
They want you to forget history, though.
They rewrite history so that you can't recall or rely on it as something of fact. So they rewrite and remove it from the textbooks and the internet. There's a major archival mission going on right now to archive the internet, because as we're speaking, it is currently being dismantled, our nation's definitions of things, our historical events that actually happened.
And on the other side of that, there are movements to ban books in like schools. And I mean, one of the best things you can do to be anti-fascist is to read banned books and promote that independent
part
to other people.
Buy the books, read the books. I strongly suggest you buy them, because pretty soon you will not be able to find them in libraries.
consuming independent media, and this is where we're going to make a plug for our radio station for a second.
Absolutely.
You're listening to WHIV 102.3 FM, New Orleans Community Radio, powered by the people. Independent radio dedicated to human rights and social justice. No commercial agenda here whatsoever. We don't. The only money that we get is from people that donate to this station, y'all.
Quite literally.
Like that's it. And we don't have any corporate interests here. We get to play what we want to play and say what we want to say. And that is a rare enough thing. It feels like the noose is tightening around independent media in this country.
It is.
So support your local independent media. Support critical media.
You really should. You really should. Anybody who's promoting critical thinking and basing current decisions on a wealth of knowledge to our past history as well as our present slipping into the past, anybody who can refer or rely on those events and fact-based things to bring logic into the conversation, you should listen to them, because what you're going to find is a lot of fear-mongering, separatism, and hate.
Also, social programs promoting things like mutual aid, labor unions, these are ways that you can protect our society from corporate interests and from authoritarians that would take your rights away from you. And it also protects our economy from dipping so low that people become desperate enough for a strong man to come in and fix all of it in the first place.
So I guess you're asking now, well, how do I affect that change on my level as a citizen? It's really simple. Pay attention to your local elections.
Yes.
Vote accordingly to agendas that you agree with, in preserving the ideologies that were slipping and missing or losing a grasp on because of the giant rewriting of history.
Fascism is, in so many words, about colonial power being turned in on a domestic population. It's about trying to control citizens using the force of the state, using state violence on people, right?
Absolutely.
If you focus on making your corner of this country safe and healthy and prosperous, then you are doing a massive part in protecting your corner of the planet from fascism. If you're lifting up the lives of everybody around you, if you're protecting those people, if you're ensuring equality, and if you're doing that by participating in local elections and learning about local issues and getting involved in holding elected officials accountable in your area, then you keep fascism from creeping in from the bottom.
So what you should be paying attention to right now is your mayoral elections, your city council elections, and then your local, or your state rather, your state Senate and Congress. You want to pay attention to your mayoral and city council elections, because when things get passed down from a governor in a city, in a state, your city can thwart what the governor's trying to enforce on you by having leadership established that doesn't agree with the national agenda.
We encourage you to think of your own ways where you can be anti-fascist. And the next time that you hear somebody use the word Antifa or use the word fascist, I really appreciate the gravity of that. It isn't about when somebody cuts you off in traffic.
That.
So that has been us going through a list of some things that we prescribe that would be good for opposing fascism, for being anti-fascist. We encourage you to be creative and think of your own ways that you can oppose fascism in all of its forms too. We want to end all wars, and fascism is a war machine that rolls over everyone in the interest of preserving the interests of a few people that don't care about you.
That part. And they will package it in a way that makes it almost feel compassionate, like a warm blanket to you. But understand that you have to look at the bigger picture. You have to identify the fact that none of these ideologies are designed or designated to affect change in a healthy way long term. It looks good and it's packaged pretty, but on the inside, you've got the, it's like buying a car that looks like a Bentley, but it has the interior of a 1927 T model Ford.
Historically, every fascist regime eventually fails because it's built on rot. It's built on corruption and cronyism. It allows untalented people to rise to the top. It creates a profound amount of suffering, and it always falls apart.
So keep in mind, it's as simplistic as remembering that your vote actually does matter. When you're told that your vote doesn't matter, understand that they're putting a lot of effort into something that they're telling you is meaningless. Why are you trying to prove my vote doesn't matter? if it really doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter, you wouldn't have to say anything. However, go vote. Pay attention to who's running and vote accordingly.
And if a candidate comes along and says, I have an explanation for all of your problems, it's these people, and we need to do something about them,
then you should probably identify them as a link to fascism.
If they come along and say, these problems are too complicated, I am the only person who can fix it,
then you should probably link them to fascism. And that is pretty much all we have to say based on fascism. Thank you for joining us. We'll have you again every single week. In the meantime, in between time, here's some amazing music. And keep it locked to Gray Matter, only on
WHIV 102.3 FM.
qu'à valider. Ma maman dit il faut la coffrer. Pour m'engager, j'ai toujours balisé. T'étais là, mais je regardais à côté, baby. Je faisais semblant, je t'ai laissé en plan. J'aurais dû depuis te marier. Je peux tout parier sur nous. Si je sens que tu vas me dire oui, je rassemble mes sous. Je vais laisser pas la joaillerie. Je mets mon cœur entre tes mains, remets pas ça demain. Un jour de plus, je deviens fou. Dehors des mafias, on a plein sur ma vie. Je reste abonné. C'est pour un CDI qu'on va signer. Prends tout ce que j'ai, prends toute ma monnaie, baby. Ce que je sens, tu es mon sang. J'aurais dû depuis te marier. 200%, je suis plus hésitant. Aujourd'hui, je peux tout parier.
I wanna know you 나에게 속삭여 주던 Fazendo planos com outra pessoa pelas minhas costas, não sei você. Eu cheguei no limite. E o que dá mais é saber que tu não se importa. Você mesmo bateu a porta. Pra que toda essa cena agora? Só dói quando é você que chora. Não peço que tu acredite, mas hoje eu vou falar sério pela última vez. Já faz um tempo que eu não ligo, semana passada inclusive passou mais um mês. Você não me olha mais da mesma forma, tudo que eu faço só te incomoda. Provavelmente você tá com ele agora, lendo as mensagens do seu futuro ex.
Pior é que cê sabe, mano, que viagem. Pior é que cê sabe, e foi na maldade. Pior é que cê sabe, mano, que viagem. Pior é que cê sabe, e foi na maldade. Mano, que viagem, mano, que viagem.
Pior é que cê sabe, mano, que viagem, que viagem.
plus tu vois un mirage. Encore un autre univers flou. Des mots si délicats, sentiments sur un râteau. Ouragan dans mes voiles, changeons constamment le tempo. Les larmes de ton départ coulent sur ma peau comme de l'eau. Dans une nouvelle page, prêt pour un nouveau voyage. Sous la
yeah. ça, ça s'en fout. Et je peux arrêter tous mes chevaux. Dis à ton trésor, je mets bien en guest avec moi. Et ce n'est que tes chevaux. Doch ich fürchte, das ist ohne Illusion. Mein tiefster Wunsch, das ist ohne Illusion. Eine schöne Illusion. Lieb mich in Aktion. Von deiner Wärme bedeckt, lauf ich durch diese Welt, als wäre sie ein schöner Ort. Fühle mich wie ein Traum aus, Baby. Gefühle, die mir niemand gibt, oh Baby. Genieße jeden Augenblick, doch ich fürchte, das ist nur eine Illusion. Mein tiefster.
llegaste tú. No, na, na. ¿Cómo me explico que tú eres real? No, no me pienso.
Hey, this is Charlie Wooten. I'm a DJ at WHIV. I'm also with the Charlie Wooten Project and Zada Funk right here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And you gotta listen to WHIV, because they're the ones that speak the truth. And the only way you're gonna get free is through the truth. WHIV 102.3.
This is 102.3 WHIV LP in New Orleans. Radio NOLA HIV, dedicated to human rights and social justice.
The All-American Half Pound, pure beef patty, lettuce, tomatoes.
Greetings, New Orleans. Welcome to the 504 Underground Music Show. I'm your host, Steve Wattstyle. And I'll be taking you on a journey through time with some vintage underground music from New Orleans, right here on WHIV LP 102.3 FM New Orleans.